Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and it is June 3rd, 10 a.m., and today is open lines, so our callers have their choice of what they'd like to talk about. So give us a call. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we'll talk about anything you would like to talk about today. So give us a shout. For those of you that don't know it, Tim is back today, so he'll be with us today.
Are you there, Tim? Yes, I am back, big time. Yes, I am. And I am absolutely back, hopefully permanently now. That hospital stuff sucks. So, yeah, I'm glad to be back, folks. So feel free to give us a call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. As Lori just said, it is caller's choice today. We don't have any guests scheduled. Lori, have you been paying attention to anything going on in the news recently you want to talk about?
Honestly, no. I've just been really busy working here on the farm.
So. I know you have, and you've been doing one hell of a job. No question about that.
No, but maybe you've seen something since you've been home.
Well, yeah, actually, I've seen several things. The war drums are beating again, heading for the DPRK, North Korea. We've got two battle groups, carrier battle groups in place right now, right off their coast. I'm not sure how far. When I say right off their coast, within striking distance, you know, 300-400 miles. My personal opinion is I don't see North Korea as that much of a threat. I see it more as a distraction. If Kim Jong-un does something to provoke the United States, I honestly don't believe that the following conflict will last more than 4 or 5 days before the military of DPRK ceases to exist. My only question is, why are we pushing it? You know, we've got the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, saying that they're clear and present danger, unquote. I don't know, folks. One more war that, in my opinion, we don't need to be in. But then again, I am pretty much in my older years very much against war for any reason but actual physical defense of the homeland. But that's my opinion. I know a lot of people probably disagree with me, so be it. I've seen enough and had enough that I'd be happy to never hear a gunshot again, even though that's not reality. Of course, everybody has heard about Kathy Isis Griffin doing that stupid photo shoot where she was holding a fake version of Trump's head with blood all over it. Now she's blaming the Trumps for ruining her life, even though she's the one that did the act that was rather, in my opinion, distasteful, disrespectful, and I can come up with a bunch of other words for it. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Ha-ha, here's a winner, folks. This one's on Drudge. Headline, pesticides in food may damage the brain. Does everybody know how to say duh? Organic foods backed by landmark report warning pesticides far more dangerous than was thought. Oh. In other words, the powers that be, the mainstream media, these multinational corporations like Monsanto, have just had the cat let out of the bag. And you can bet that the Telegraph will be forced to shut down this news story in short order. How dare Monsanto be accused of Roundup doing damage to people's brains? You got any opinion on that one, Lori?
Not really.
Well, basically what this report is saying is consumers should consider going organic because pesticides on food are far more dangerous than was thought. causing damage to the human brain, a major study suggests. Well, folks, it's not just it's certainly not just pesticides. It's also herbicides. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure that Bayer and Monsanto will be getting this article taken down quickly. You know, that's how dare we scare everybody with the truth. But anyway, such is life, folks. And I understand putting Roundup on grain crops to dry it. I still don't, you know, but it's basically profit over people's health. That's my way of looking at it. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, looks like Comey's set to testify. I think it's next Wednesday. Former head of the FBI says Trump unlikely to block Comey testimony. Well, I don't see any reason why you should block it. But the mainstream media continues to portray Trump as illegitimate and impeachable when he's committed no crime that I can see. Firing Comey was his right as president of the United States. He could do so without reason, according to law. But they're trying to make this an impeachable offense. I don't think it's going to happen. Okay. Anyway, folks, call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, anyway, Lori, I want to congratulate you on the excellent job you did last Saturday while I was in the hospital. I really wanted to call in, but unfortunately on my phone I couldn't find a way to listen. So I decided I knew you were doing a good job without even checking, so there was absolutely no reason for me to. But anyway, I want to thank you and compliment you. I got a lot of phone calls that day, that last Saturday afternoon, from people saying, Tim, watch out, your job's in trouble. So
I thought that
was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty cool, though.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, what else
you
is on your radar, Lori?
I'm sorry?
You there, Lori? I said, what else is on your radar right now?
Oh, just that it's a beautiful day outside, and probably like some of our listeners, you know, I'd probably rather be outside. Just list of things on my mind that I've got to take care of today, like everybody else has certain things they're taking care of. I do want to thank all of our callers and our listeners that tune into our show. Granted, every day is probably not what they want to hear, but they do tune in and listen, and I want to thank them for that. It's greatly appreciated. So,
well, I know one of the things on our agenda for today, Lori, is getting some seeds in the ground and some of those plants we've started finally, now that it's dried up a little and it's not a mud hole.
That's true. That's one of the things on my list today. Not like you're going to be doing a whole lot of it.
Sorry, I would if I could. You know that. My frustration level is peaked at all-time highs right now. So much to do and no way of doing it. All I can do is sit on the porch and watch.
Hey, we have a caller on the line. Mark in Florida, are you there? Mark?
Good morning,
Mark.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to, like he's saying, nobody wants to hear bad news. But the facts and the evidence, if they don't want the facts and the evidence, whether it's good or bad, that seems to be a problem. Nobody wants to hear any bad news, which is really just facts and evidence. And I want to go back to you was talking about war. You was talking about, I don't want to go to war. Well, me either.
I've had enough of it, Mark.
Well, you got to wonder, if they're protecting our freedoms, how's come we don't have property rights? Even to your own body.
I agree. I mean, that's a very good question.
So if I don't even own my body, we'll take Chris in Vegas. He's fighting for a classic car they stole from him. And because he wants his property rights to a lousy car, which I'm not saying it's a lousy car, but I'm just thinking that in the scheme of things, even over a car, they will lock you in an institute to keep your car.
Wow.
Now, why are we bombing to stop ISIS? ISIS never told me I got to give them 25% of my paycheck, but the IRS does.
Right.
So where exactly are they fighting for our rights to be a slave to Uncle Sam? They never explain it.
No, they don't. And remember, the United States created ISIS to start with. We created the problem. We armed ISIS. You know, a lot of people forget that. I'm not saying you did, Mark, but a lot of people forget ISIS exists because of the United States. You know, they were created and armed in order to get rid of Assad.
And if you listen to Dr. Parker, the Paris Accord was all about water. They threw in all this other stuff, and they talk about, the pollution or the climate change, but never do they mention the water pollution and the land pollution and the chemicals that they're dumping in it. So they take our mind off the land and put us up into the sky. Look at the sky, but the pollution is in our land, in our water, and land, man, my flesh and blood was made out of the land. And you're talking about the chemicals in the food. They're poisoning the land, and the land is flesh and blood.
Well, absolutely. Nobody sees it that way. I can absolutely see your point. Yeah, I can absolutely see your point. And remember, a lot of these poisons are so residual that it's almost like they never go away. I truly don't know the half-life of, say, Roundup or some of the Bayer pesticides. You know, I honestly do not know what the half-life is. But I do know the stuff is showing up in our groundwater right here in Salem, Missouri. You know, and
so they,
most of our water table is 100 feet deep or more.
In Florida, they talk about the green algae, and they claim it's coming from the lake. I think it's Lake Okeechobee, a big old lake just north of Miami.
I'm familiar with it. I fished hundreds of days on Okeechobee, believe me. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So they're blaming that lake overflowing, bringing the green algae. But I got green algae growing in my toilet.
Right.
Now, if it's coming, and I've got city municipal water, so if it's coming to me through the municipal water, how is it coming? It's not coming from the lake. It's coming from whatever they're putting into our water.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I don't know, or whatever they're allowing to remain in the water. What you could do, you know, as a consumer, you can talk to whoever, whatever agency or company that is to provide your water. Ask them if they use UV light to sterilize the water before it goes into the system. Find out how they treat the water. And it might behoove you to get one of Jim McCanney's water filters. I'm not trying to sell you something, but everybody I've talked to that has one says it's the best thing since sliced bread, basically. It might behoove you to look into that.
Well, I don't disagree with that, and I do get my UV water. I don't have one because I'm rebuilding. I haven't put anything in yet. But they did put out a warning that they were going to change from chloramine back to chlorine, and they put out a notice for people who are doing dialysis to make sure your machines can handle the change for a month while they did something. So I'm wondering, when they go back to chloramine, are they going to put the same warning up if your dialysis machine can't remove the poison chloramine?
I hope so.
I know,
hope they would.
so they got us our attention all the way around the world with ISIS when we need to be local and try to correct the local people, which they're a gang of I got mine and you're not going to stop me. And they'll do you just or me just like they did Chris with his car.
Right.
But we've got to get the locals and we got to concentrate on local and I don't know, just shove information in front of them and whether they ignore it or not.
Mark, where are you at in Florida? I'm curious, if you don't mind saying.
I'm just north of Naples.
Okay, I know exactly where you are then. All right. Cool. I'm quite familiar with that part of the state, or at least I was familiar with it 35 years ago. I'll put it like that. I know everything's changed. Now, Ori and I went back to Florida when I got out of the Navy, and I got lost in my own hometown.
Yeah, it's a big difference. I've been down here since 2010, from Michigan to Texas to Florida, in a journey following freight, lay off some freight. But I wanted somewhere where I'm not going to freeze my butt off in the wintertime.
I understand that.
So,
I'm curious.
And the soil is all...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, as I was no, just I was saying, the soil is so sandy that I've got to learn a whole new way of growing things.
Right. Absolutely, you do. I grew up on Merritt Island most of my life, and there it's this pure either white or yellow sand. It's white on the top. You dig down a feet, it's bright yellowish-orange. And,
yeah.
Citrus, avocados, and mangoes grow great there. Everything else, not so much.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, I forget what it is, but it's a leafy plant that likes the hot and a little bit of dry, but you eat the leaves and the roots, the stems and everything, it sucks my vitamins and minerals out of the soil. I've tried oregano,
wow,
which is a tough one to do, and peppermint is really hard to keep going too, so.
I bet it is. I can imagine it would be. And here we got both peppermint and spearmint all over. Mow the lawn, the smell's so strong it'll about overpower you.
The wild asparagus and everything, I miss stuff like that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. I don't know, Florida's just got too many people for us now. I actually grew up when the population of Merritt Island was around 3,000 people. And now, from what I understand, I haven't looked it up, but from what I understand, it's in the hundreds of thousands now. And last time I was there, I promised myself I was never going back. So,
well,
I understand.
I don't know. It's there's a lot of open space, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of wide open space, but they're getting so difficult with the climate change that it's hard to be 100 miles from anything. And without
right.
someone showing up and telling you how to, walk the walk and talk the talk. So, but that's what I mean.
Where
it takes us back to
right.
war.
Yeah. The question is, why aren't we fixing our own problems instead of worrying about everybody else? I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, you break it down back to the basic thing, and it's called property rights. If you have no right to your property, you have no rights. And that's what we got to protect. We don't have to. If we had property rights, there would not be water pollution. Monsanto and anybody else couldn't spread their goo if we had property rights.
Well, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Here, we're fairly lucky on the regulation end. You don't need a building permit to build a house. You can do anything you want on your property, pretty much. But it's starting to seep in, little by little there. But, property rights are really big here in Missouri. I remember when the UN came in here in 98 and tried to make this area a biosphere. It was really funny. My friend John Moore was at the same meeting I was, and those people were literally, not figuratively, but literally run out of town. Anyway, folks, here's our break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're welcome to hang on if you want, Mark.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Good morning. You are listening to Rural Survival on RBN. Today is June the 3rd, and we are speaking with Mark in Florida. Mark, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good.
I just wanted to reiterate that the whole scheme of things is your rights to property, and you, flesh and blood, come from the land. You are your property, and we've got to educate everybody, especially the younger people, that you are your property and you must respect the guy next to you, his property, which is his flesh and blood. I suppose it goes back to the Bible. Right, because whether or not people believe in God or whoever created the earth, one thing is for sure. Not one man I've ever looked at created the heavens and the earth.
That's correct.
So that means they have no say over anything but their self. And if people learn that, maybe they'll respect each other. I hope.
I hope so, too. I absolutely hope so, Mark. Who knows? Maybe someday it'll happen. But we can hope and pray for it.
Well, it happens on an individual basis for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and like you said, it comes from mutual respect, too. My personal opinion, one of these one of the biggest problems is government, but I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-government in the form that most of us have to suffer under. So we'll just have to see what
I'm anti-government when government doesn't play the role of servant. And it's not that they're there to serve you. You know, it's not that they're there to serve you per se, but it's, they're there to be a minuteman to warn you of dangers coming and stand beside you. I guess they're the radar to let us know when we need to, to be prepared for something on its way. You know, whether it be a thunderstorm or a gang of madmen or pirates. But they're the radar to help us defend our life, liberty, and bodies.
I agree. That should be their purpose. That it should also be the purpose of the federal government, and under our Constitution, it is. But reality versus what's supposed to be again occurs.
Yeah. Yep. Well, thank you, guys. I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank you, Mark. You call back any time.
Well, maybe when they decide to send like children up there in Washington, you know, and start doing their jobs instead of trying to take our new president out of his office, you know, they might open their eyes and start doing what Mark suggests, you know.
Well,
do your job and warn the American people of things they need to be warned about instead of fighting among themselves over things that apparently really don't matter sometimes.
Well, it matters. A lot of the stuff they do, Ori, I believe, goes to serve the politicians' financial backers, their donors, and the lobbyists that keep them living the good life. And, of course, that is most likely damaging to the general public in most cases. So, I mean, I know one of your favorite pet peeves is Dakota Access Pipeline. We disagree on parts of that, but, you know, here we've got the government backing corporations instead of people. And that's going to have to end. All right, here's our break, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the third day of June in the year of our Lord, 2017. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info, ruralsurvival.info. That's a website that Ori and I maintain, and it has tons of free information on there, articles written by very intelligent people, lots of general helpful articles on farming, hobby farms, and just general life hacks. Also on there, I'd like to invite your attention on the top right-hand side of the page to Extendivite. My friend Don Wiskin helped sponsor the show, and I'd recommend clicking on that picture of Extendivite if you want something that can really, truly help you. Also, we sell the Digital Survival Libraries, which is a proprietary product that Ori and I manufacture right here on the farm. There's over 1,570 titles of survival-related information for a total of 6.2 gigabytes of information. The cost is $55.95, including shipping for the U.S., $77.95 for any other country. I'm sorry, I said $55.95, $59.95, my fault. And $77.95 for countries other than the U.S., and that also includes shipping. We also, directly below that, have Jim McCanney's water filters. The testimonials we've gotten about these water filters are incredible. I'll be very happy when Ori and I can save up enough money to get one of these units. I mean, they're great. Anyway, back to you, Ori. What are we going to talk about now?
Now he's just thinking. You know, Mark mentioned land being our own. I think that once you pay for your vehicle,
or you buy your land. Okay, either way you look at that, you're, when you buy it, you pay taxes, okay, on it.
That's right.
So maybe it's just my way of thinking, but I think once that you actually pay for the land and you've paid your taxes on it, you shouldn't have to keep paying taxes on it every year. I just think that's wrong.
Well, I agree with you. It's completely wrong. It's immoral, for one thing, in my opinion. Yes, it's wrong. Look at the battle we go through every year to come up with, you know, $1,500, $1,600 just for the land we live on, and another $500 or $600 just for the privilege of driving our own cars, which are paid for. I absolutely agree with you, Lori.
I mean, like I said, I could be wrong, you know.
No, I don't think you are.
I'd like to hear what our callers, you know, think about it. So why don't you guys just give us a shout. Number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Let us hear what you think. Give me your opinion, you know. Do you think that you should have to keep paying taxes on something that you've already bought and paid taxes on originally for, you know, year after year, just to stay there? I mean, because I know that some states aren't as lenient as Missouri, but, you know, when it comes to paying your taxes, if you're not paid, you know, I believe it's in, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Florida. You know, if you're not paid in Florida for 1 year, then, you know, your place goes up for sale. After you've worked so hard to get your property the way you want it, why should they be able just to step in and say, okay, you haven't paid these taxes, so we're going to put it for sale so someone else can step in? It, you know, folks, forgive me, but it's just, you know, it's just a pet peeve of mine, you know. So,
well, it might too, Lori. You know, when we lived in Florida, they had something called homestead exemption, where after you lived in your house for 5 years and paid the regular property taxes for 5 years, you then no longer had to do it. And then we look at Arkansas, 100% disabled veterans like us don't have to pay property taxes. But, you know, across the border in Missouri, here we do, regardless.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just anymore with the upkeep on your own property and the upkeep on your vehicles, it's, the prices are expensive to keep these things up and running the proper way. So,
it is. And people, you know, like us that can't exactly work overtime to make up for it, you know, the feds aren't going to give us more money every month because we've got to pay taxes. You know, it's not like being on active duty where you have VHA and BAQ and all that.
All right, but, you know, granted, I know that the vets haven't gotten a pay raise in quite some time either, you know, so, and the, it doesn't stop the prices of living from going up.
No.
So, you know, price of living goes up, but I know that the vets' pays didn't go up, so, and people say, well, you know, you get so much money a month, well, you know, you should, it's really hard, but, you know, other people have it harder. I understand that. But
oh, yeah, people have it a lot harder than us, Lori. We're top 1% in the world.
If they didn't,
as far as earning
money. If we didn't have to constantly, continuously pay these taxes, I think every year, even those that are doing not as well as we are, let's say, they would have a better chance, I think, to provide for their family, you know.
Oh, I agree.
And providing for your family has become such a big concern, and I think that's why, especially like on our show, we talk about gardening, because you can at least hopefully afford, you know, maybe, say, a dollar worth package of vegetables and grow your food.
And I just found out this year that food stamps cover seeds, you know, vegetable seeds.
Well, that's right. At least, you know, they, if, I'm pretty sure it's about the same in all states, but if you didn't know it, like you said, your food stamps can buy you seeds for your gardening, which I think is great because, like I said, it helps those families who are having a rougher time provide more food for their families. Because you're not just buying one thing and then once you eat it, it's gone. You're buying the seeds and you're growing it yourself and there's more of it. So
right.
It's something to think about.
At a much lower cost.
Right. So, like I said, this is something to think about. And we've talked about different ways of storing it. Rick here in Missouri.
You know what my favorite is?
What's that?
Canning, you know that. That's my favorite way of doing it.
Yeah. Well, Rick called in, I believe it was last week, and he was telling us about ways of storing stuff that I hadn't even thought about. And, I mean, other than putting it in a bucket, he mentioned a type of bag that you could buy. And, folks, honestly, right, okay. That you could put inside your bucket, put your seeds in it, and then, you know, seal it up and then put the lid on the bucket to keep them.
Right. And don't forget the oxygen absorber.
Right.
That's a biggie.
So, like I said, we've discussed several different ways of storing things. And again, if there's anybody out there who stores something different than what we've mentioned over the past few shows, please, you're more than welcome to call in and let us know how you do it. So, you know, it might be something that's easier for someone else to do it your way instead of the way we've mentioned or some of our callers have mentioned. But we're not talking about...
All I was going to say, Lori, is Rick probably is going to call in next hour, and we're going to discuss canning for 20 or 30 minutes, if he has time. He's very busy today, and it's a maybe. But if not, we'll get him on next week. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, like I said, different ways of storing food. We've discussed different items that you might want to put in a container to have on hand just in case it's needed, in case things go bad here. You know, like your clothing, your food, resource materials that you might need in case things go bad. So,
flash drive.
Well, there's also, like I said, there's also books out there for soap making. There's books out there for candle making. There's books out there for sewing. There's, you know, and like one of our callers mentioned, it helps to know some of these stitches if you don't know how to sew, because, you know, if things do go wrong, you're not going to be able to run down the road to the store and buy your clothes because it's not going to be there. So sewing is another thing. So you might want to get some sewing items, you know, threads and needles and stuff to put in your little...
or one of those old manual sewing machines that doesn't require electricity. The kind you pump with the pedals on the bottom, or the big pedal on the bottom, remember those?
Oh, you mean like the old Singer sewing machines?
Yeah, one of those would be fantastic to have, especially if there's no electricity. But now
right. They
become antiques and they're getting expensive.
Right, well, they've also advertised some that run off of batteries you hold in your hand, you know. So if you have a way of keeping batteries and recharging them, then that would be something. But I'm saying...
Right.
For safety reasons, you know, needle and thread if you don't know how to sew. Learn a few of these stitches. You can pick up books on sewing. You can pick up books on crocheting to make blankets with. You know, there's so many different kinds of books out there that can teach you how to do things that would be a good idea to keep and have on hand if you don't know how to do them already. They give you step-by-step instructions, a lot of them. So they will help. But... You know.
Yeah, I agree. And also, something else, Lori.
What's that?
The time to learn is now, not when you're under pressure. You know, if you've never made soap before, try making it now, not when you absolutely have to have it. You know, if you've never purified water, do it now, where if you mess up, it's not a big deal. But it would be a big deal if you've gone without water for 2 days and you've never tried it before. you know, things like that. Learn it now. As our friend John Moore says, you know, take a weekend, pick a weekend, kill the power and water to your house. That way you can write down the list of difficulties you have living like that. Just so you know what to expect. Anybody can survive a weekend, you know. And what? How long? How many months did you and I go without power there in South Carolina, Lori? After Hurricane Hugo, I know it was months, but I don't remember how many.
It was a couple, at least.
Yeah.
When disasters hit and you're without power, you learn to survive. You really do. Even then, you know, technically we had it made because we had actually gone up to the hardware store. We bought a gas grill. We had
you
it
did
inside.
That.
Well, yeah, but
no, we did that. You had the foresight.
We went in, you know, we kept it inside, and then after the storm passed, we took it out on the patio. Of course, we're out there cooking breakfast for the kids after the storm, and our neighbors smelt the cooking and smelt our coffee because I actually had a coffee pot that could sit on top of the grill there, you know, a percolator. So they were coming over for coffee, wanting to know if they could throw some of their food on our grill and stuff like that for their families. And, of course, you know, we shared. It's what people do in times of disasters. You know, you help one another. And it's really a shame, you know, like Mark said, that people aren't like that all the time. Why do we always wait to a disaster to help our neighbors and our friends instead of helping them all the time? So it's just, you know, that's just a little food for thought kind of thing. But, you know, well, if anybody has anything they would like to talk about, today is Caller's Choice. It doesn't have to be what we have been discussing. It can be whatever you would like to talk about. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Please don't wait till the last half hour because we usually get quite a few calls and then, you know, I really
don't
hate cutting
to somebody.
Right. I don't get to somebody and I hate cutting our callers short because they really have a lot of interesting ideas and subjects to talk about. So, you know, please don't wait to the last half hour. Give us a shout now while you can. but like Tim said, we get done here. I've still got gardening work to do myself outside. Along with a few other things. So I just hate
that. There's the chores a mile long that I wish I could help with.
I know.
Putting new steps on the stairway because the ones we have were breaking after 25 years. You're doing that work along with our son-in-law. Yeah, we got a lot to do today. That's for sure.
Right. You know, I'm sure everybody gets me is enjoying their weekend because it's nice, it's sunny out.
Well, here it is at least.
Yeah, well, we've been one of those states that's gotten a lot of rain, a lot of flooding, and I'm sure everybody's heard about it, you know, on the news. I know that Florida has been in a drought, and they've had a lot of fires down there. So, to everybody in Florida, please stay safe. If you're living in an area that's in a drought area and you've had fires and all, please be aware of what you're doing outside. You know, no outside burning. Be careful of fires starting. Just, you know, stay safe. And those of us in flood areas, well, we're not technically in a flood area where we sit, but around us, there's a lot of low-lying areas that get flooded from the rivers and all the rains that we've had. Everybody just
those. It's like 3 weeks ago, Lori. Remember, we tried to get to Columbia for one of my doctor's appointments, and 5 hours later, we figured out we couldn't get there from here because of the flooding. That was a mess.
Exactly. I think I made five different detours just to try to get there. Went into a dead end, you know. I think our last route took us out on US 100 here in Missouri. Made it to a dead end. Okay, well, it's break time, so we'll be back in a few minutes. Again, give us a call. It's 1-800-313-9443, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and today is Caller's Choice. We'll talk about anything you'd like to discuss, or if you have any questions, give us a call. Number is 1-800-313-9443, and we're here till noon. Please don't wait till the last half hour. Let's see here. I was just going through...
I got something I want to let people know real quick. RBN is still having a fundraising drive, I believe. And if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, that's republicbroadcasting.org, and look on the far right-hand side of the page near top, it has a link that says donate. Folks, if you can spare a little bit, and you like shows like Lori's and mine, please consider donating to RBN. You know, they really, really need the help. You know, it's not like this is a big corporation that makes tons of money. there's been a couple of times I know about personally, they've been within one day of shutting down. So please consider donating what you can. All right, go ahead, Lori. I just wanted to throw that out there before I forgot.
That's okay. Yes, please, if you can help, just like you said, go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate. It helps keep our show on the air and keep the radio station on the air as well. If you'd like, you can put down that, you know, you can put down our show, or you can, if you listen to other shows here on RBN, you can put their show down as well. Any little bit helps. Okay. I remember.
Well, we haven't met our $3,000 goal yet, which, and of course, I was in the hospital, so I think Mr. Statmiller would give me a little bit of a break on that, or us a little bit of a break. But the goal for May for us to raise was $3,000. And the last I checked, Lori, we'd only raised 10% of that. So, you know, we might be on the chopping block here real soon.
Well,
but that was 2.5 weeks ago when I checked, though. You know, before I went to the hospital.
I would hate to stop, you know, having our callers and hearing whatever everyone else is thinking. But I can understand it's not easy times for any of us, so.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
You know, we had talked about different things to store with your items in case of a natural disaster or whatever. I had found a book here, and unfortunately, folks, it wasn't a cheap book. It was like $50, but it's called Natural Remedies and Encyclopedia, and it has over 11,000 of inexpensive home remedies and covers over 730 diseases and disorders, and it really tells you which herbs and stuff that you can use to make for different symptoms, whether it's making a tea from it, a paste from it. It even gives pictures of the different variety of herbs. And if you're not sure if they're in your state, I know that Missouri offers a book.
Yeah, it's break time, Lori.
That's what I saw, I heard. Tell you what, we'll go to break, and then when we come back, I'll finish this thought on this other book, and then we'll go to Anna in Colorado. We'll be back in just a few minutes, folks. Please hold on.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.